This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Nine people are dead in Vancouver, British Columbia. That's where police say a 30-year-old man drove a vehicle through a Filipino cultural festival Saturday night.
I heard a bang. They heard a bang. They said, oh my gosh, what's happening? So we all like went running to the street.
That's Abigail Andiso, who was at the festival. The city's acting police chief, Steve Rye, said the driver was taken into custody on the spot.
That male was taken into custody at the scene by the crowd
and held there until police arrived. Authorities later said there's no indication it was an act of terror. Vancouver City Council member Pete Fry had visited the festival earlier in the day. He told Canadian television,
it was really shocking. Like, you couldn't even, you know, think really, really well. You couldn't do anything but to pray for them.
The incident comes ahead of Canada's national elections tomorrow. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Experts say Milwaukee's lead pipe problems are an environmental justice issue. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
At least three Milwaukee schools have closed and about a handful of students were exposed to unsafe levels of lead. As city officials continue to investigate, they're forced to do so without federal support that usually assists in crises like these. Tony Wilkin-Gibbart with Midwest Environmental Advocates says Milwaukee was already facing a lead poisoning crisis.
Milwaukee has the highest rates of childhood lead poisoning of any community in the state. That problem is primarily driven by the fact that inner city Milwaukee has been historically subject to redlining, housing discrimination, and disinvestment.
Gibbart says inner city kids may be going from homes that have lead hazards to schools that have lead hazards. Poor families and children are disproportionately impacted. Lead paint was banned by the federal government in 1978, but the majority of buildings in Milwaukee were built before the ban. Wisconsin prohibits municipalities like Milwaukee from requiring rental inspections before occupancy, leading to poorly maintained units and potentially overlooked lead presence. Marty Kanarik, professor of epidemiology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says research now shows that no amount of lead is safe for children.
It slows their growth and development. It affects their learning and behavior. It even can affect their hearing and speech, lowers their IQ, decreases their ability to sit still, to pay attention. And unfortunately, these effects can be lifelong.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
That's a wrap on the NFL Draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the three-day NFL Draft wrapped up last night. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst added eight more players to the roster.
Felt really good about our football team coming into this draft. We did some things in free agency, and draft never falls exactly how you think it's going to fall. But and I think we were able to add, particularly these 3 days, really good culture fits.
The NFL says over 600,000 fans attended Thursday through Saturday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was an exciting draft, obviously one that we've never been a part of. I've never been to a draft, but I can't imagine any NFL draft being better than the one we hosted here.
Baseball, the Brewers struggling, losing 6-5 in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy holding a 30-minute team meeting. They've lost four in a row.
We obviously didn't play very well these 4 days. Uncharacteristic of us, and, you know, we got cleaned up.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of sun and cloudiness across the area today. A couple of showers early, otherwise highs in the mid-60s and a southeast breeze. Tonight, showers and storms, a little greater chance. Lows in the lower 50s. Watch out for severe weather on Monday. Right now, it's 51.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On April 22nd in the Wisconsin State Senate, something happened that you don't see too often. A high-profile bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 32-1 to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of only two U.S. states that has not already extended this critical postpartum coverage. So with that kind of support, you'd expect the bill to pass, right? Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly blocked this legislation from coming up for a vote. Several Republican state representatives have been speaking out on this, urging Voss to change his tune, but he has not yet budged. It's time for Voss to end this charade and allow this bill to come up for a vote. If he's opposed, he can still vote against it. But one person should not block a bill that has already been supported by the majority of his own party. Let the people vote, Mr. Speaker.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is running to head up the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Joe Zepecki joins us. Also, Will Westmoreland. His YouTube channel is The Back 40. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
The music of the stars back on the air. Good morning. A birthday today to celebrate. And the great talents of a young lady from Laughlin. We lost her all too soon, Judy Kern. Judy Kern, born on this day. Here's an appearance of Judy on the Ed Sullivan television program.
Who's kissing him now? I wonder who's teaching him how? I wonder who's looking into his eyes? Breathing sighs, telling lies. Yes, I wonder who's sipping the wine from the sweet lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if he ever tells her of me, and I wonder who's loving him now. Yes, I wonder who's sipping the wine from the sweet lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if he ever tells her of me, and I wonder who's loving him now, and I wonder who's kissing him now.
It's suck it to me time.
Some sad news to report. Judy Carney from the classic 60s TV show Laugh-In has died of pneumonia.
I get it all now. It was all just a trap, wasn't it?
Carney and Goldie Hawn each got their big break on the show. Carney was also briefly married to Burt Reynolds. She was 76.
Is it fun? When the fellas start arriving, it's a question of surviving, and the only thing a girl can do
do is rock.
Here's Judy Carr.
I had a friend I could trust. He went into the park and got busted, doing the ring around a rosy rag. Went in the park late at night, and he put a lot of people over 80 uptight. He was doing the ring around a rosy rag.
On the first warm day, on the first warm day, on the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, I hope you'll come a-calling and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm night that the moon is shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so kiss me and hold me tight. Then we'll climb the hill, and there beneath the cherry tree where all is still, you'll say, marry me, oh, marry, marry me. The first warm day, on the first warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. Warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. Oh, see how I love you. On the first warm day, on the first warm day, on the first warm day in May.
Big hit for Rosie. Music of the Star, Joe Stafford.
that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are.
That's Joe Stafford. And Jerome Kern wrote that. The Music of the Stars from Broadway. The year 1939. The Music of the Stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
Never can be at ease when I meet him.
Jerome Kern, Rebecca Lauer there in the Emerald Spotlight.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you very much. So
well. Mel Torme.
Producer, writer, composer, and actor.
Wait a minute. Wait. What about for a singer?
Oh, for a singer, you sing even better than a producer, writer, composer, actor.
Thank you, I think.
You know, Mel, it's just amazing all the things you are.
It's kind of amazing, Peg, that you would say that at that particular time.
Are you ready to join us?
I certainly are.
Mel with the Lennon Sister.
For a producer, writer, composer, actor.
Jerome Kern. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lennon's with Mel Torme. I'm looking for songs about May. There are plenty, but how about Billy May? We'll be right back. The big band of Billy May. Francis Albert Sinatra.
You're driving me crazy. What did I do? Whatever did I do? My tears for you, they make everything hazy. Cloud in the sky that used to be blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you are driving me crazy. What did I do? Did I do to you? Cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? Tell me, what did I do? Please, what did I do?
Creed Taylor, always up for a good time. Patsy Cline.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling. Love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Patsy Cline and Perry Como. What a combo. Success is all they're dreaming of. How blessed we are with our love. Burrito's Orchestra. Nice tune, and Sidney Lipman helped write that. Monica Mancini with a tune by her daddy Hank. The Music of the Stars.
Crazy world, full of crazy contradictions, like a child. First you drive me wild,
temperamental as a summer storm. Just when I believe your heart's getting the same old roller coaster ride, but I've got my pride. I won't give in, even though I know I'll never win. Oh, how I
lyrics by Leslie Berkus. Great stuff. Patrick Williams arranged that. Nobody better. Henry Mancini. The music of the stars.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains if she wants them out of the way. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. If she wants it, so will it be. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, she moves me with a smile. Difficult, I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, am I? Sky. Crazy, she calls me.
Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love. Am I?
Carl Sigman wrote that. It's from Wisconsin. Here's Vic Damone.
I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. Someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry?
Vic was almost, well, not that almost, Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather. He said, no. So they got Al Martino. I was talking about Dean Elliott earlier from Madison. The Dean Elliott tune. Tell you more about him. Gene Elliott. William Bunt, his real name. Studied at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He wrote a lot of Mr. Magoo stuff. Tom and Jerry. Birthday's May 11, 1917. We lost him on New Year's Eve, 1999. You enjoyed that. Dean Elliott wrote a lot of Mr. Seuss stuff. I mean, Dr. Seuss. Return to the Planet of the Apes, Dean Elliott. Music of the Stars, and good morning to Richland Center, Wisconsin, WRCE.
Under the moon above, you got me acting just like a loon. It must be love. Crazy people like crazy like you, 'cause lovebirds of a feather always flock together. It's an old, old custom of the house that keeps folks from drifting apart. Now that's the reason, baby, that I call you baby. We're each other's counterpart.
Crazy people,
crazy people,
crazy people,
crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Wow.
Goofy people,
goofy people,
daffy people,
daffy people, daffy people like me go crazy over the things you do. Wow. Don't mind if I rave a lot, sweet angel child, it's just a habit I've got. You drive me wild.
Crazy people,
crazy people,
daffy people,
daffy people,
daffy
people like me go crazy over the people like you. Wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
All right. Boswell. Dino Martino, Ocean's 11.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Music of the Stars. Be right back.
Fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Oh, that sounds painful.
Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
Look out. Music of the Star. Good morning. I'm Lou Vergani and the show goes on till noon. Good morning, Eau Claire, WCFW.
Above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. At least 9 people were killed Saturday night when someone drove a car through a cultural festival in Vancouver, British Columbia.
I heard, you know, the car was like revving up. And then until I heard, or we heard, like a loud noise, like a loud bang.
Dale Salipe said when he ran towards the scene, he saw bodies on the ground. Vancouver's acting police chief, Steve Rye, said,
That male was taken into custody at the scene by the crowd. It was a Filipino community event. The crowd immediately called police. We then took custody of the subject, and he is now in our custody being held.
Police said there's no indication it was an act of terror. The president of the Philippines says the consulate general in Vancouver is working alongside Canadian authorities. This is ABC News.